So this is one of my favorite topics ever, and that is mindset, because you've heard me say it before. Your thoughts control your emotions dictate your actions. So really everything in your life, all of your success or what you think is a lack thereof starts in your mind with your mindset. And joining me today to talk about mindset is Diane Forster. She's an award-winning inventor, best-selling author, TEDx speaker, TV host, podcaster, international living expert, and reinvention specialist. But before we bring her on board, I have to talk to you about something very special that we have going on right now at Seizing Happy. I have officially launched my Seizing Happy 3Rs system. This is a beta launch, which means you get to take the very first test drive. I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's an 8-week live program where you and I are going to work together one-on-one, no pre-recorded stuff, none of that. It's you and me. So I can teach you the proven systems to actually achieve your goals, proven techniques in mindfulness, and how to apply them so that you can have a more abundant and joyful life, how to tap into your mind's power and make it work for you, not against you. How to create mindset shifts to level up your personal and professional life. We're going to work to remove those money blocks and to improve your neuroplasticity to get your brain to do what you wanted to do faster. And we're going to get all of this transformation happening through one-on-one coaching, just you and me, group coaching, because support is good, and live training sessions, also between you and me, plus access to our private Facebook group for additional help. And all of this is happening for a limited time and with limited seats. Because it is a beta launch, I'm all tongue-tied. Because it is a beta launch, I also want to give you extra goodies as a thank you for becoming a founding member. You're going to have access to my social media branding course, Insta Basics. You'll also get a free copy of my Seizing Happy Through Affirmations ebook, plus a copy of my 30 Days of Delicious Healthy Eating, a recipe book we put together alongside a nutritionist. And of course, because you know we like to party, you're going to have lifetime admission to my Seizing Happy Through Networking events. So this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to join this program, because after this beta launch, it's going to be a lot more expensive and it's not going to be with as many live components. So if you're ready to take back control of your life with my Seizing Happy 3Rs system, I'm here for you. And you have the power to create that dream life that you desire. You just have to make the decision to start today. And before those seats fill up, head on over to ggdiaz.com. And on the very top of my website, you're going to see the 3Rs system. Click on that and register today. Or you can just find me on Instagram. You know, you can always reach me there. Hit me up on the DMs at ggdiazlive and I'll answer any questions you have. Yeah? Okay, now let's get started with today's show. This is Chats with Gigi, your space for growth, inspiration, and learning, covering the topics that matter to women everywhere, empowering you in your personal and professional life. Are you ready? Here we go. I am so excited to have you on the show, Diane. It is such a pleasure to chat with you. Welcome.
Hi, Gigi. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
I am so happy to have you on the show today because I've watched your show and I've listened in on so many gems that you drop with hints and information that is life-changing information that is so valuable. But for those that have not found you yet, I would love for you to give us a short insight onto your creation of I Have Today.
Okay. you, my story is this, you know, I spent 32 years working in corporate America in the ad business and the television industry. I worked at ABC for the last 20 years of my career. I lived in LA and Chicago. And during my time in Chicago, I always thought I'd be a corporate girl. That's just what I thought I would be. But I came up with this idea for a kitchen product. And I decided to pursue the idea, and I didn't know what I was doing, but one thing led to another, and it ultimately ended me and landed me an award for Innovation Award at the International Houseware Show, and then a QVC appearance where we sold out in 6 minutes. And so my eyes got opened up to entrepreneurship, which was something I never thought about doing. Wow, I can really create something from nothing. And what led to the creation of I Have Today was a culmination of those things, and then also my personal journey. And I was in a marriage and a relationship for 20 years that was just unhappy, unfulfilling, and I was really unhappy. And so I just kept playing the when-then game, you know, when this happens, then I'll be happy, or then I'll make a change, or, and the someday and one day. And it just kept getting progressively worse. And life events were happening. You know, I lost my mom to colon cancer, and I had infertility challenges, and all these things were happening in my life. And I just kept putting my needs and my desires on the back burner. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell anybody how unhappy I was, because I looked like I had this habit all life. I truly on the outside looked like that.
Yeah.
And so it led to a suicide attempt in June of 2011. And as I was standing there in the bathroom with the pills in my hand and you know, tears streaming down my face, just saying, I just can't take this pain and loneliness anymore, I experienced a God moment. My arm, it felt like it got karate chopped, and the pills got knocked out of my hands. And a voice screamed in my ear, "You are not ending your life this way, Diane. You need to go get help so that you can tell your story and you can help others." And so I just threw my hands up and said, "Well, you need to show me the way. Because I don't know how to do this." And so I reached out for help the next day, and that started my journey and my path to awakening, self-discovery, falling in love with myself, personal development, and all of a sudden my intuitive gifts got dialed way up, and all of these downloads kept coming to me. And I had started a meditation practice and a journaling practice, and really was a sponge immersing myself in this personal development. And I started developing these processes for myself that were helping me in moments where I had negative emotions or fear, or doubt, or anything coming in that would allow me to get aligned and intentional and empowered, like instantaneously. And so I just made a declaration that I was going to live an extraordinary life, and I was going to do everything I can to get it. And so I made a bold decision. I quit my job at ABC. My last day at ABC was my twins' last day of high school. I sold my house in Chicago and everything in it. I got my twins off to college, and I moved from Chicago to San Diego with the same mantra that had me create the Spifter, which was my kitchen product. And it was, I just want to see where this goes. And so prior to me moving, I had was writing like crazy. And I woke up one day with this poem in my head called I Have Today. And I wrote it down as quickly as I could. And as soon as I wrote it down, and it was among the many other things that I had written, I looked at it and I said, well, this is way more than a poem. This is a movement. This is what God was talking about in the bathroom 2 years ago. You know, I'm supposed to help other women who don't know their self-worth discover their true divinity, power, and purpose. Because if I was living this way, how many other women were living like this?
Mm-hmm.
And so I made the transition to San Diego, and I doubled down and went deep, and I got certified as a coach. I wrote my book. It became a bestseller. I started coaching. I started speaking. I launched my TV show. I launched my podcast and started meeting extraordinary people. And it just keeps mushrooming and mushrooming. And my mission
is to see that a billion women who don't know their self-worth discover their true divinity, power, and purpose. And so spirit, the universe, God, whatever you call it, has been guiding me along the way to do what I'm doing now. And so I would say that the area of expertise where I really help women the most is I help you through transitions, life transitions, to reinvent yourself. So if you have this, you know, you feel stuck or you feel confused or you feel all over the place, you have ideas, you want to create something that's your own, you know, you want to be empowered, you want to start giving the best of you to your bottom line instead of somebody else's vision, then that's what I help you do. And I help you take all the facets of the diamond that you are and turn it into your own unique product, brand, service, whatever it is. And so I teach women how to have a have-it-all life. And it's not the appearance that you think it is. It's whatever that is for you. So it's, you know, it's been an extraordinary journey, an amazing ride. It's had a lot of highs and successes. It's had a lot of lows and lessons and everything in between. But I feel like I'm living on purpose every single day. And I jump out of my bed every day excited about the day in front of me, really living in the present moment, which is the I have today way.
I absolutely love that story, and thank you for sharing it with us. And something you said in that story really stuck out to me, and that is, I just want to see where this goes. And there is so much power in trusting yourself enough to be able to just let it be and to welcome what could be. And in that surrender, and that active surrender, because it's not just sitting around and waiting, right? It's I am trusting that what comes is going to be good, it's going to be for me, and I can handle it, and it's going to enlighten me, and it's going to make me better and stronger. And I feel like sometimes we get so caught up in the how of accomplishing something, right? Like we get set on, we want that outcome, that specific outcome. And then we get stuck on like following specific steps that we're going to follow to get there. And we lose the joy in the process, and B, lock down so hard that we close the door to bigger and better magical opportunities and possibilities because we are so set on the one thing versus having the idea of how you want to feel in your life. Absolutely have a goal. That's important too. But kind of trust the process and have active surrender. You know, believe that the actions that you're taking are going to get you there and just wait to see where it goes. I love that. You also mentioned that in your transition, in your journey, in your process, you've learned a lot of lessons. And I would love for you to share one or two that first come to mind right now that could help others in their transitions right now, whatever they might be.
I love that. Well, I'm very, very big on language and reframing, and I do a lot of vocabulary replacement work. And lessons is one of those words. I'll share the lessons, but let me just explain what lessons are. There aren't any mistakes. There aren't. Everything is a lesson along the way. Everything is a teaching moment and a growth opportunity, whether you perceive that as good or bad. Oh, it's just another lesson in the journey. And so some of the lessons I learned, just to tap into what you said, is that, like you said, trusting the process and surrendering. And surrender is truly my favorite word. And that your ability to be open to allow the universe to bring you more than you can even imagine, and not being so stuck, like you said, in that space of, oh, it's gotta be this way. And you're right. Visualize, have goals, have dreams, have desires, but then, you know, put the caveat on the end of that. I'm open to this or something greater. And that has allowed me personally and for my clients to experience more magic than you can ever imagine, because life doesn't have a manual. Mm-hmm. So being open to the possibilities. And that's another lesson. Just be open to whatever is in your highest, greatest good. And another lesson that I learned is that, because I'm a powerful manifester too. I mean, mindset and manifestation is my jam. And like you, I could talk about it all day long. I love it. Is that, oh gosh, I just lost my thought. I hate when that happened. That
we were talking about the lessons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, I just lost it. Oh gosh, I hate when that happens. But anyway, that your, ability to, you know, create in your life is entirely up to you, that you need to be living intentionally. That's why I focus on intentional living and being very, very intentional in your life, that you are the creator of your life. It's not happening outside. Believe it or not, with everything going on in the world, it is not happening outside. It comes from within. So be intentional in how you live your day and how you show up today in your life. And I live by a 3-step process. It's love it, thank it, bring it. And loving your life, no matter what's ever happened to you in your past. Like I said, everything's been there for you. It's been a gift, even the pain. It's taught you clarity. It's taught you strength. It's taught you resilience. It's taught you wisdom, you know, so many good things. So love your life because you have a life to love. Thank it is living in gratitude and appreciation for everything, from the bed you get to sleep in and the running water you just get to turn on the hot shower, you know, to the cup of coffee, to everything in your life, because that sends an invitation to the universe to bring you more things to be grateful for, because it does appreciate. And bring it is the power piece of your future. So love it is about the past. Thank it is about your present. Bring it is about your future. And how are you bringing it today? How are you showing up in your life, in your health, in your relationship, in your business, in your parenting, in your money mindset, you know, in every area of your life, to be very intentional and create it to what you want it to be. Write that future. Visualize that future. Speak about that future as if it's already here. And that, I say love it, thank it, bring it to myself all day, every day. Whenever I'm in a moment of, you know, feeling a little confused, or maybe, you know, feeling like something might be going wrong or not the right way, I tap into that. And so that was a valuable lesson for me, how to really pull it in and get intentional and be present in the moment.
I absolutely love that. And it's in living in that gratitude, right? And it's in focusing your mind and heart and all of your energy in the good things that you already have, right? I learned from James Wedmore, one of my mentors, where your energy is what you're in the receiving of. I'm going to say that one more time. Where your energy is what you're in the receiving of. So if your energy is in all of the wonders of your life right now, the small blessings, which really are the greatest ones, that is what you'll be in the receiving of. Whereas if your energy is in all of the things that you're focusing on that aren't positive, that aren't working out the way you want them to, that aren't flowing, that is what you'll be in the receiving of. So you truly have the power to recalibrate your energy and the energy of what is responding to you in a way where you're going to get what you desire most if you are focused in the greatness that you already have. And I absolutely love, love, love that that the 3-step program that you just shared with us, which I think is so powerful. Let's say those 3 steps one more time for our listeners, because I know we have some that are taking notes right now. That is love it, think it, and bring it. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Love it, thank it, bring it.
Love, love, love that. Now, I know you always have something going on. So, and I know you also brought some goodies for our listeners today. And before we wrap up, I want to get into those because you've got so much still left to offer. I know I want our listeners to connect with you directly. Where can they find you and what have you brought for us today?
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, you can subscribe to my TV show and my podcast. My TV show is on YouTube and my podcast is on iTunes and all the streaming platforms. And it's called I Have Today with Diane Forster. And then my social media handle is Diane Forster Official. And my website is Diane Forster. And so please follow me. I've got goodies for you, tons and tons of free content. And the gift that I'd like to share is, since mindset and manifestation is so huge, I have a gift. It's a 6-day challenge. It's called the Mindset and Manifestation Challenge, and it's absolutely free. And so give yourself this gift over 6 days to do this. Give yourself 20 minutes a day to do it, because I'm going to walk you through why you have limiting beliefs, where they came from, how you can reframe them, how the manifestation process works, how to set your day up for success. And I end the challenge with such a powerful exercise that you are going to be able to use this process for the rest of your life. So it's at mindsetandmanifestationchallenge.com. So thank you for letting me share that.
Of course, Diane. Thank you for being on the show with us today. It's been such a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for bringing so much knowledge and value to my listeners here on Chat with Gigi. You already know how to find Diane, so make sure you hit her up on all of her platforms for more info. I'm Gigi Diaz, and we'll be back around next week right here on Chat with Gigi. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Chat with Gigi. If you enjoyed the show, let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. This way, I can keep bringing you more of what you love. If you don't follow me yet, let's connect. You can find me as Gigi Diaz Live on all social media platforms, or head over to my website at gigidiaz.com. I can't wait to chat with you again in the next episode. Until then, I'll be sending lots of love and light your way.